The No Child Left Behind Act, President Bush signed into law more than a year ago, is designed to give parents a lot more information about the public schools their children attend. What they may not realize is that it's also making more information about their children available to the U.S. military. From member station WUWM in Milwaukee, Marge Pitroff reports.
Like many school districts across the country, Milwaukee's public school system was caught off guard by the new federal policy, says Kenneth Holt, director of student services.
It was a surprise, certainly a surprise. For the last 20 or so years, we have board policies that you do not release information.
Now, high schools can lose their federal funding if they refuse to release their student directories to both colleges and the armed services. That's unless parents opt out.
For the first time in history, public schools are obligated to release names, addresses, phone numbers of students to military, armed forces, and institutions of higher education. As we know, that is completely opposite of what our board policy says.
To comply, Milwaukee mailed a letter to the parents of 24,000 high schoolers last spring. It contained two checkoff boxes. One allowed parents to withhold their child's information from colleges, the other from the U.S. military. 1,300 parents opted to withhold from the armed services. That low number raises a red flag for Chris Amity, executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Wisconsin. He wonders whether all parents fully understand the change.
In a society where data privacy, information privacy is treated with such ambivalence, we really think that the schools, the educators, and parents should do whatever they can when an option is available to protect their young people's privacy to do that.
The Wisconsin ACLU has begun surveying school districts to learn whether they've adequately informed parents. Judging by those who attended a recent PTA meeting in Milwaukee, many are not aware. Allison Keefe has a sophomore daughter at Riverside University High School.
I don't know anything about a military connection to No Child Left Behind. I have a daughter, and it could be that my antenna is not up as high when it comes to considering a military career.
But Keefe, like many other parents at the meeting, doesn't see any reason to shield her daughter from recruiters. The Defense Department says recruiting has become increasingly difficult and expensive, so it plans to use the new pipeline of student contacts, just as colleges and employers have in the past. Captain Tom Alexander, Jr., a spokesman for the Army Recruiting Command in Fort Knox, Kentucky, says another tool is welcomed given the all-volunteer nature of the military.
We use any information for the express means of identifying individuals who would like to join the Army and give them more information about the avenues that they can take in the Army. So that's our sole purpose with the information that we receive.
Military recruiters showed up at Milwaukee's high schools at the start of the school year to collect the directories. Parent Al Tim says it's only fair.
My center right now is receiving all kinds of information from colleges from all across the country. So why not the military opportunities also? I think we have a responsibility to our country even.
Tim says his son, who's a sophomore at Riverside University High School, hasn't yet set his plans for the future, but should consider any pitches he now receives from Uncle Sam. For NPR News, I'm Marge Pitroff in Milwaukee.